Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented as always by BetMGM. And it's time for Lightning Bets, our favorite players for tonight. Who knows, maybe some college basketball futures after talking to our guy Jimmy Patsos. We have ourselves a ton of college football tomorrow and Saturday. And tonight we get the NFL started with a good one. We've had some bad Thursday night games. I'm excited for this matchup. Bills, Patriots, it's been – was it right around this time last year we got that win game? We saw these teams play at a prime
same game. Same week.
Yeah.
Week 13 last year.
That game was crazy. I mean, that wind and that I mean, the game script. Mac Jones was handing it off for 3 hours, and they won the game. So we get a matchup tonight in Foxborough. I'm excited for our – let's give our lightning bets. Joe, where are you going tonight?
Wait, so – he looked good on Thursday. Is it Mac Jones season officially now?
Listen, sometimes better late than never, right?
You think? Starts tonight? Another
Dan Campbell and Mac Jones season. It took time to percolate a little bit. That's all. Time. He did play well.
Great word.
It's time for the percolator.
I knew it.
Yes,
I knew it. 100%. No doubt.
I mean, everybody thinks that when you hear that word, right?
That's Joe G's go-to song when he's working out.
In the row. Pineapple row. What? Since we talked about it earlier in the show, BetMGM moved to 3.5, so everybody's at 3.5, which I find surprising because now we find out that Trent Brown is on the injury report for the Patriots, and that happened like an hour or so ago. So I don't know, man. There's a number of injuries. Now, and there were 6 questionable the other day for the Patriots, so we're going to find out later today what's going on here. I still think the more impactful ones are on the Buffalo side. The Bills have struggled on the road, but a few things lined up for me, which is why I'm backing Buffalo -3.5. It's Belichick defenses against mobile quarterbacks have had issues. In normal conditions, they've had issues with Josh Allen in the past, including that playoff game when he threw 5 touchdowns last year. The other thing you take a look at is this Patriots defense. Yes, they rate very highly, but against real quarterbacks, they've struggled. They've lost all of those games when they are facing anything better than a mediocre to bad quarterback. So I like the Bills -3.5. Now, the reason the total is so short at 43 in the hook is, one, it's a short week for some. Actually, not for either of these teams. It's not a short week. But on most Thursdays, you have a shorter total because of the short week, and a lot of times that plays out. But I don't think the Patriots defense, as I just mentioned, is as good as the numbers say, and I don't think the Bills defense is as good as the perception is. And we've seen that both offenses could pop. I'm not sure that it's going to happen again for the Patriots, but I think it's going to be higher scoring than many people expect, assuming the conditions are normal. So I'm going to play the over 43.5, and we mentioned Patriots defense having issues with mobile quarterbacks. This Josh Allen number is too short on the rushing yards. We saw a lot more designed runs last week. It was 10 attempts. I'm wondering if that's going to continue because of the mismatch that we have there. Over 42.5 rushing yards. That's my favorite prop. So I'm going Bills over on the total, over on Josh Allen rushing yards.
All right, Aaron, what are you thinking tonight?
I'm also on the over Allen 42.5 rushing. I'm also going to be on the under 38.5 longest completion. And then under 22.5 completions for him. I just think his elbow still isn't 100%, and I think he'll definitely go under. He has before. He barely even cleared that last week. He had 24 against the Lions. Now he's facing a much better defense. I got Packers Bears over 43. Joe O talks about it. Those games tend to go over, and I think 43 is a low number, so I'm going to do the over on that. And then I did our college football parlay that we talked about. It was USC minus 2.5, Kansas State plus 2.5, LSU plus 18.5, North Carolina plus 7.5, plus 1142, and the Aaron Hawksworth just for funsies play of the day. It's a parlay, four-leg parlay, feeling Jimmy Patsos, his predictions for the Final Four. How can you know this when the bracket isn't even set yet? It doesn't matter because it's just for funsies, okay? Houston plus 240 to make the Final Four. Arizona 4-1. Kansas plus 650. Arkansas plus 650. It is plus 95525. A beautiful
number. It's a big number.
$2 wins you almost $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a just for funsies right there. And you know what the biggest sweat for you will be? It won't be the tournament. It will be Selection Sunday, right? All four of those teams will make the tournament, right? Yeah. Where they're seated and bracketed, right? If they're in four different quadrants, you will feel like, well, I got a chance. That's a fun one.
If this loses by one leg, I'll be sad, but it's all right.
Well, the worst would be is if, like, three of the four are in separate quadrants, but then they throw two in the same one, and it's like,
I mean, if that happens, then you're like, oh, well, it is what it is.
That's a fun one. Okay, so, go ahead, Joe.
So what is interesting is, I mean, it's December 1st, but right now Houston's projected as a 1, Kansas projected as a 2, Arkansas a 3, and Arizona's a 4. They could all be different. Is my point.
Or they could be the same bracket. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It could all be the same.
If this hits, I got to take Jimmy to dinner or something.
Is there a way to also play it where you're less reliant on the bracket? Play them all individually to make the Final Four?
Doing that too.
But his thought is they're four really good teams, right? Like,
but
so there's not a
lot of value at, you know, plus 200, plus 450 right now. That's why I was like, oh, what if I just parlay these? And why not?
Oh, that's the number on each of those about to make the Final Four?
A couple of them. Yeah. Terrible. Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, well, hopefully it is the Final Four. That would be amazing if we have a chance of that happening. That'd be fun when we get to March. All right. I'll be on the over in the game tonight. I mean – look, the Patriots defense, I think there's questions. Tonight they can answer those questions. If they shut down the Bills, then we can't question the defense anymore. I don't think they will. So the Bills probably have some points on the board. And you look at that Buffalo defense. Last 3 weeks, it's bottom 12 in the NFL yards per play allowed. They're allowing teams to move the ball. The Lions move the ball on them pretty well on Thanksgiving. I think the Patriots will as well. I think we're getting points tonight. Over 43.5. I'll go over the Josh Allen rushing. And then I love the Ramondre Stevenson props. He's had 7.5 targets per game the last month. He's one of their most important players right now. I'll go over 37.5 receiving yards for Ramondre Stevenson. So Stevenson tonight, Josh Allen over in the game. I don't know what to do with the spread. Joe, I know you're strong on the Bills. I won't play the spread because I think the Bills win, but I don't know. 24-20 feels like the kind of game we could have. 27-23. Kind of game. I think it's close.
Would you play the first half? You can get Buffalo minus 2.5.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Yeah, less than a field goal. Feels pretty good.
And the Bills play at the fastest pace in the NFL in the first half.
So extra possessions for them to do some damage.
Yeah.
I feel like the only thing that could kill them tonight is Josh Allen in the red zone. If he gives up the ball in the red zone again, which has been probably their biggest heel this season, Achilles heel. But we got some good plays for tonight. All right, Jake, what do you got tonight?
I'll join you on the Josh Allen over rushing yards as well. And in that same vein, Josh Allen anytime touchdown score plus 180 on MGM. If he's going to run that much and the Patriots aren't great against running quarterbacks, I'll take that as well. And then final one, Mac Jones under 34.5 longest completion. He played better last week, but against Buffalo defense, and the guy just might not throw that much. So under 34.5 yards for Mac Jones' longest completion.
Yeah, I like that one. Paul, what do you got tonight?
All right, so I got some college hoops. I will say I'm on Buffalo laying at 3.5. I laid the 5.5 earlier in the week, so did not get the best of the number, so I'll chase it on the way down. I just think better team. So I'm back in the Bills there. Also, Dawson Knox, Patriots have allowed the second most touchdowns to tight ends. So Dawson Knox, anytime touchdown, plus 295. So college hoops.
Last time he had one.
It's been a minute. I didn't get that far, but he's due. He's due. College hoops. So Creighton, Texas is the big matchup of the night. I will be on Creighton plus 6.5, but why talk about that when you can look at Detroit Mercy against Purdue Fort Wayne? So these are first to 15 bets. We're bringing those back. We were on these for the tournament a little bit. You get dogs to like start fast. So I was looking at 2-3 possession underdogs and teams that shoot specifically the three really well. And so that's what I'm looking at. So Detroit Mercy, 10th best three-point shooting team in the nation right now. They are 40% of their field goal attempts are from beyond the arc. They play at an incredibly slow pace, so fewer possessions. They can make the most of them. Their defense is terrible. So hoping to get their best effort early. And IPFWU, that's Purdue Fort Wayne, they have a terrible effective field goal percentage defense. So there's a shot there for Detroit Mercy plus 130, first to 15. Pacific plus 175. These numbers have come down a little bit as well. But UC Davis, they're playing UC Davis. UC Davis's three-point defense is terrible, and Pacific is hitting over 38% of their threes. That is 41st in Division I. So UC Davis is also terrible at turning the ball over, and both these teams just love to run up and down the court. So things could get sloppy. Pacific gets some transition threes. Maybe they get to the first of 15. And again, Pacific's defense is terrible. So you're just hoping it's not going to last for the full game is basically the handicap there. And we are going to go with Creighton, first of 15. Very good jump shooting team. Also from three-point as well. They're 42nd in three-point percentage. 40% of their shots come from beyond the arc. Look, Texas defense is really good. So this is a little bit of a tougher way to go. But they are in Texas third in defensive efficiency. But they don't shoot all that well. So Creighton, what?
I just saw the picture with the dogster.
Oh, God. So anyway, Creighton plus 150, Pacific plus 175, Detroit Mercy plus 130, first to 15.
Before we wrap up, Paul, I can't wait to see this thing plays out. Because by March, we're going to have a feel on how this first to 15 works. But yes, we had like network photo day a couple weeks ago, and the proofs are back. The Donkster is the star of the show. I mean, that is obvious.
I'm so jealous we didn't have props.
That is tremendous picture.
Now we have to Photoshop Joe O into these photos.
No, I'm good. Oh, man.
We got to Photoshop you in. You're in. That's going to happen. Everyone have a great day. We're back tomorrow right here on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.